Life Audio.
Welcome to the Crosswalk Devotional. We are so glad to have you listening. I'm Michelle Lazurek. Today's topic is, Thou Shalt Not Gossip. We'll be back after a word from our sponsor.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Thou Shalt Not Gossip. Written and read by Michelle S. Lazurek. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29. Pray for my friend. She's going through some marriage problems. I heard this one Sunday morning. When I asked a fellow church member how things were going, she responded with these words. I've attended many church meetings and other events where gossip is wrapped up as a prayer request. It sounds well-meaning, but in the end really doesn't do anyone any good. We've all been victimized by someone else's gossip. Whether we actually hear what is being said about us, eventually that gossip, or the overarching sentiment, finds its way back to us. Furthermore, people draw erroneous conclusions based on what they hear, further damaging other people's reputations, as well as relationships with God and us. It is never good to know that someone who we trust is talking about us behind our back. In Ephesians 4:29, Paul is clear. We should say things that build each other up, not tear one another down. Paul knew there were women gossiping about each other in the Ephesian church, and it was becoming a problem. He gave them this challenge to allow both women and men to use their words for good, not evil. This challenge goes for Christians today as well as back then. The Christian church is known more for what it's against than what it's for. Churches get wrapped up and become too busy gossiping and talking about others than it is about preaching the gospel and doing the work of the kingdom. If someone is gossiping about someone else to you, change the subject. Whether you are the one telling the gossip or the one receiving the gossip, it's still a sin. Instead, ask the person to describe the ways in which God is working in their lives instead. If they can't figure that out or haven't seen God at work in a long time, challenge them as to why. More than likely, people like to use gossip to make themselves feel better about themselves while tearing other people down. But this is not the way Jesus intended. Recently, I attended an event at a large church that discussed their core values. Their first core value is regarding unity and love. Each person who attends the church must sign a statement saying they will not talk about other people or tear down the church in front of others. This is a part of their church culture or their DNA, and it shows. When we walk into church, people should be happy to be there. They have great joy when they come to church. They worship together in unity and love each other. They celebrate each other's triumphs and pray for each other in their sorrow. This is what the church should be. This does not mean we can't share our struggles, particularly with the church and with other people. It simply means we need to do so in a way that promotes reconciliation and trust, rather than disunity and derision. God honors churches that honor each other in this way. In the Ephesian church, people were talking poorly about others. Paul warned them by asking them to say only what would build each other up, or that would be beneficial to the receiver. Not only is gossip harming another's reputation, but the receiver is exploiting someone else's pain for their own agenda. When we hear gossip, it makes us feel better about ourselves in the short term, However, there is no long-term fix. The only thing that can fix our issues is Jesus. When we are living out the fruit of the Spirit, there's no time for gossip. Instead, we stand with our fellow brothers and sisters in Christ, knowing that beneficial words are necessary for the church to thrive. Father, let rather than division and gossip. Let us not use our words to exploit other people's pain for our own agenda. Help us to build one another up so that everyone who listens may be better benefited. Amen. Intersecting faith and life. Have you ever gossiped about someone under the guise of a prayer request? How did it make you feel to tell someone else? How did the receiver respond? Gossip divides, encouragement unifies. Do you need to ask forgiveness to someone about whom you have gossiped? Further reading, 2 Corinthians 12, verse 20.
The Crosswalk Devotional is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Hey friend, I'm Brooke McLaughlin, host of the Everyday Prayers podcast, a ministry of Million Praying Moms, and I'm here to invite you to partner with God for the hearts of your children on the daily. Our goal at Everyday Prayers is to help moms understand and pray God's Word. Join us each weekday as we share insights from God's Word for today's Christian mom. Tune in to the Everyday Prayers podcast in your favorite app or by visiting lifeaudio.com.